Els grups especials d'activitats subaquàtiques, els HEAS, de la Guàrdia Civil, continuaven buscant ahir dilluns a Eivissa el jove britànic Ben Garland, desaparegut el passat 21 de gener durant el pas de la borrasca Glòria. Segons informava la Benemèrita, la recerca s'està fent a la mà i també per terra. Recordem que la moto d'en Ben va ser trobada a Portinatge i dies després la seva jaqueta va ser localitzada a la mà, a uns 300 metres de la punta d'Esgat. Aquest matí volem parlar amb en Marc, el pare d'en Ben. Ens atén molt amablement des de Bristol. Hello, Mark. Thank you very much for letting us talk to you in this tough moment we all know you are going through. Good morning and welcome to Radio Illa.
Good morning. Good morning.
Li hem dit a en Marc que moltíssimes gràcies per atendre'ns aquest matí, que sabem que són moments durs i que li agraïm que estigui amb nosaltres. Li anem a preguntar què és el darrer que ha sabut ell d'en Ben, o de la recerca d'en Ben. What's the latest you've been told by the authorities on the search for Ben's body?
I had an email yesterday from Randy at the British Consulate. He explained that the search has now been handed over to the police, and the resources that we used at the very beginning, i.e. the helicopters, drones, the larger vessel, are no longer searching. It's just the police and volunteers now. And the resources from the mainland will be used if there's any sightings of Ben. And basically, the search will continue until Ben is found.
Mm-hmm. Molt bé, ens explica que hi va tenir un e-mail del consulat britànic i que li han dit doncs, que ja no s'estan fent servir ni helicòpters, ni drons, ni grans vaixells per buscar en Ben, sinó que ara bàsicament s'ha reduït doncs, a una cerca doncs, per terra i des de la costa doncs, a través doncs, de voluntaris i que la cerca doncs, se seguirà fent fins que es trobi el seu cos, però només s'utilitzaran recursos aquests grossos fins que quan hi hagi alguna visió, doncs, alguna possibilitat doncs, de que el cos s'hagi trobat. Was this mail a disappointment for you?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, what was this email you received from the British Council a bit of a disappointment?
No, not at all. I understand that we had a meeting probably over a week ago now, explaining that the search would be scaled back. It was protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But they have said that they won't stop searching for Ben. You know, somebody
okay.
will be out daily looking for Ben.
Okay.
And I understand that, the resources, you know, it's very expensive
I see.
For the helicopters and everything else. So I do understand that.
Sure.
And so, no, it wasn't disappointing. It was good to know that, you know, Ben's name is still out there.
Okay.
And that people are still looking for him.
Li he preguntat si una decepció aquest correu del consulat britànic. Diu que no, que ja li havien avisat, que era una qüestió de protocol, que s'havia de reduir la intensitat de la cerca, però que ell està content doncs, perquè el nom d'en Ben segueix a l'aire i que se segueixen doncs, fent esforços per trobar-lo, malgrat que no es puguin utilitzar esforços molt cars, perquè ell ja sap doncs, que és molt car utilitzar helicòpters, etc. Ben disappeared on January 21st, what's the last thing Ben presumably did?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, Ben. The latest we know about Ben was on January 21st. That's when we no longer know anything about him. What's the latest thing we are definitely certain that Ben did on that day?
Oh, we're 100% certain that Ben was down in Portinax.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the rocks where the waves were very high, the sea was very high, very rough.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Ben was there filming the waves and posting them onto his Instagram, which we've all seen. So we know that was where Ben was definitely swept in from where he stood.
Okay.
We know this because his watch was found directly below where Ben took them videos. We managed to work out where Ben was standing by looking at the videos and then just retracing his footsteps to that exact point.
Okay. Li hem preguntat què és el que sabem segur que en Ben va fer aquell 21 de gener i m'ho has explicat de que en Ben estava fent vídeos a les roques, a l'Espigó, en aquest cas a Portinatge, amb les zones molt altes, estava fent vídeos, els estava penjant a l'Instagram i que saben segur que estava allà doncs, perquè estava penjant aquests vídeos a l'Instagram i que a més van trobar el seu rellotge en aquelles mateixes roques uns dies després, per tant, saben segur que en Ben va ser, diríem, escombrat, se'l van passar alguna d'aquestes onades. And, Mark, when was the last time you had talked to him?
But Ben had come back to the UK for Christmas and stayed, he extended his stay till January the 19th. As he had his car driving test, which he took on the Friday. He passed his car driving test on the Friday. Then we all arranged to have a meal on the Saturday to say goodbye to Ben. So there was some family and friends present. We had the meal, and last time I saw him was when I left to leave my friend's house, my sister-in-law's house. I just give Ben a big hug and said, I'll speak to you soon. And Ben then left on the Sunday the 19th, he left early hours in the morning to go to the airport in Bristol to catch his flight back to Ibiza.
Okay.
We had some brief messages from Barcelona Airport. He sent me a message. And then after that, he told me what plane he was flying on, and we had a little laugh because he said the plane had propellers on it. And then that was the last time I spoke to him. I did send him a message, but I can see that he never read it. I sent him a message on WhatsApp just to tell him that his bike needed to be sawn. Basically, he needs to declare that it's off the road in the UK.
Okay. Jo l'he preguntat quin va ser el darrer cop que havia parlat amb en Ben i ell m'ha dit doncs, que va anar a passar el Nadal a Bristol, al sud-oest d'Anglaterra. I que ell, en Ben, allà doncs, va provar el seu carnet de conduir, estaven molt contents i van tenir una sèrie doncs, de dinars junts i que el dia 19 de gener es van dir adéu, es van fer una abraçada, en Ben va marxar cap a Barcelona, allà van tornar a parlar per missatges i ja després d'això ell li va enviar un darrer WhatsApp que en Ben no va llegir més. How are you all coping with this situation? You told me you are finding lots of trouble to get some sleep. What about your sons, Kirk and Gary? How are they doing?
Kirk and Gary are my brothers. My son, Jake, my two daughters, Charlotte and Leanne.
Yeah.
We're all absolutely devastated and struggling. sleeping for me has been a problem. I think yesterday I went to the doctor's. And I was given some sleeping tablets, which meant last night I had probably the best sleep since I've since I've had the news of Ben being missing. We're all absolutely devastated, and all struggling to come to terms with it. None of us can believe that he's not here anymore. We're just all struggling and finding it very difficult. Ben was very loved by just not his family but his friends as well. He was very well liked, and yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But for me, the sleep has been one of my biggest problems, and
We can totally understand. Li he preguntat com estaven portant aquesta situació ell i la seva família, els seus germans, en Kirk i en Gary, que el van acompanyar aquí, i el seu fill i les seves filles, i diuen que estan tots absolutament destrossats, que en Marc que en Ben era un noi molt estimat i tant per la família com pels amics i que en fi ell no pot dormir, que li costa molt dormir, que finalment ell és conductor d'autobusos, li han receptat doncs medicament per dormir i que en fi que li costa molt, com podeu veure vosaltres mateixos, li costa molt viure en aquesta situació. Mark, how would you like Ben's farewell to be? I mean, once you eventually recover his body, how would you like to say him goodbye?
Oh, Ben will have the best send off. Ben will. There will be hundreds and hundreds of people there at his funeral. We've decided for Ben's love of bikes that he will be taken from the house to the church in a motorcycle, Harley Davidson hearse. There's going to be a large motorcycle procession.
Okay.
With lots of people following.
Okay.
Amongst obviously the cars as well.
Okay.
And we're just going to give Ben the best send off possible.
Okay.
He was well respected within the bike world. He had lots of friends in different motorcycle clubs.
Okay.
And he will definitely be transported in a motorcycle hearse, Harley Davidson one.
Li he preguntat en Marc com volen dir adéu, perquè la seva lluita és per recuperar el cos, perquè volen, realment hi saben, són conscients que no està més entre nosaltres, que hi és mort, però que li volen donar un comiat com els agradaria donar-li. M'ha dit que ell el que faran és fer-li un comiat com ell voldria, el millor possible, que és fer una processó de motos, i que ell anirà, en Ben anirà sobre una Harley Davidson des de casa fins a la seva església, amb una gran processó de motos, amb tots els clubs de moteros de Bristol que l'acompanyaran, perquè era molt respectat, i que li faran el comiat més bonic possible per ell. Mark, thank you very much for accepting our proposal for this interview. We understand that you do this in order to keep Ben's memory alive, that we all know that, so we all know that there is a family struggling to find a body, to find his beloved one, and we as much as we can, we will definitely do this. We'll keep Ben's memory alive, and thank you very much. We pray, and we all hope that you eventually will find his body. Thank you very much, Mark.
Oh, thank you. Could I just add one last thing? I'd just like to thank the community of Portanax for their hospitality. The people there were amazing. They all took us into their hearts, and we owe them so much because they made our stay there just that little bit easier. Especially Marilena Roma and her son Pal at the Tapas Bar. They were all absolutely amazing people, and you know, we owe them our gratitude because they made our stay just that little bit easier. If you could mention that would be great.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it now. Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Marc ens diu que està molt agraït a tota la comunitat de Portinatge, a tota la gent doncs, que ha estat ajudant, que perquè fa realment molt més fàcil aquests moments durs, aquesta pèrdua, aquesta cerca, doncs amb l'ajuda doncs, a tota la gent com a Marilyn i d'altres doncs, a Portinatge que estan ajudant i que s'han portat tant i tan bé amb ell. Thank you very much, Marc. Our best wishes for you and your family.
Okay, and please keep Ben in the headlines there.
We will.
I know there's lots of volunteers out there searching. You know,
we will.
There's a lady called Fanny. I know she's out searching.
We will. We'll definitely keep
his name alive for me. Thank you very much.
We'll definitely will indeed. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.